This is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview is an excerpt from a recent program. To hear the entire program, visit digitalproductionbuzz.com. In his current role as Director of Technology at Keycode Media, Michael Kamas consults on the latest in technology and best practices into the digital media communication space. He also has this wonderful love of workflow, codecs, and process. Hello, Michael. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry. Good to hear your voice again.
Michael, this week we're looking at new technology, and there's so much new technology exploding around us, and much of it passes through Keycode Media. So I want to have us take a step back and see if between the two of us we can spot some bigger trends. So let's start with, from your perspective, what were some of the highlights coming out of IBC?
Well, some of the highlights coming out at IBC, and I hate to put on the purple hat again, but the Avid announcements, continuing announcements of working with Microsoft in terms of remote editing, whether it be in a VM or whether it be in a cloud or whether it be simply editing remotely with the media elsewhere, they seem to really be pushing the envelope that most other major players have abandoned or are still looking into what a solution may be.
Now, VM stands for virtual machine. What would Avid be doing in a virtual machine environment?
Well, traditionally, it's been a one-to-one ratio. If you want to run Media Composer, you need a machine in front of you that can run Media Composer. But let's say, Larry, that you are renting out a Microsoft Azure space, and you could then put Media Composer on that VM. Or perhaps you want to work with editors that are across the country. Well, you could spin up a VM locally and then have someone across the country access it from their home office or their own edit bay.
I've had very limited experience working with a virtual machine, but discovered that it had a lot of latency and a lot of lag. Is that still true of that technology?
Well, we're talking about a couple different things. If we're talking about a VM that is local, meaning I'm running a VM within the four walls of my facility, the lag isn't too bad. But if we're talking about someone in another country, someone across the country, then we have this little thing called physics and the speed of light. And, you know, having a key press in New York, having it trigger something in L.A. and then going back to New York, that can be an issue. But if it's local, the latency isn't too bad at all.
All right. Well, let's shift to a different subject, which is artificial intelligence or machine learning. This seems to be sprouting up everywhere. It's like kudzu. You can't get away from it. What's your thought on AI?
Well, I think that's where we're definitely going. I think there's a big concern and big worry in the industry that it's going to take away the jobs of, dare I say, some of the more pedestrian things that editors and assistant editors do. I look at it as a godsend because I think it's going to free up a lot of the mundane tasks that assistants and editors are doing and allow them to create or do other things. I don't think it's going to phase out any jobs. What I think is very interesting is as you pointed out, it's everywhere.
I'm not necessarily as optimistic as you are. I think AI will cost a lot of jobs, and I think one of the things that surprises me is how little conversation there is on the impact that machine learning will have on job creation. So we'll see how that develops over the next 12 months.
I'd be very interested, and if it does end up eating into some of the job market, I can only hope that the creatives in the industry are up to that change, just like they were when they moved from tape to digital, to learn new skills and still be employable as their job description morphs.
What's your thinking on Adobe and their new project collaboration emphasis?
Oh, this is my new favorite thing, Larry. I've been so into this concept ever since Adobe Anywhere came out, 3 years ago? And I'm anxious to work with it more. I think it's going to be, at least for the microcosm of Hollywood, I think it's going to be massive. I think for everyone outside of Hollywood who wants to get into collaborative workflows, I think this is going to be a massive eye-opening experience that you can collaboratively work without pushing and pulling project files and media. And I think the folks who are using Avid really need to watch out because I think Adobe is really going to start taking a chunk of that business.
How about storage technology? Any interesting stuff happening there?
When we talk about storage, what we see are a lot of companies who are throwing a lot of drives in a chassis and then sharing it out over the network as a NAS. And without getting into, you know, a lot of the finer details of SAN versus NAS, we're seeing a lot of low-cost NAS providers trying to tout themselves as having the ability of a SAN. And anyone that's done any kind of IT work, anyone that's ever been in a collaborative environment knows that's not the case. And so the one thing I want to caution is that when folks are looking into less expensive storage from smaller brands, look at the fine print and the details, because you're not going to get the performance and features that you would find in a SAN in an off-the-shelf NAS.
So your vote is to pick what?
I'm a big fan of SANs. I'm a big fan of storage providers who have invested in their own technology and developed their own file systems, as opposed to trying to use something generic like a NAS.
For people that need to keep track of you and what you're doing, where can they go on the web?
Lots of places, but the first one is michaelcommis.com and 5thingsseries.com.
That's all one word, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Commis, K-A-M-M-E-S, michaelcommis.com or 5thingsseries.com. Michael, thanks for joining us today. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Larry.